Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Straps. I'm like a cross between Mighty Mouse and Underdog. I need the Wonder Dog. Rick Grant. Flying through the air. Super rapper, the right fist of justice. The left hand of getting you and your man's name on the VIP club list. I'm faster than a blunt gets lit at a reggae show. Capable of not being heard about on the radio. I'm able to stop a speeding bullet by being shot. I've got the power to run away.
985, the Sports Hub. Burt Breer from the MMQB is brought to you by this morning by New England Fat Loss. Find out more at newenglandfatloss.com. Burt Breer, there's a lot of talk about trouble in paradise.
Yeah, my condolences to you guys on the death of all that content.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, thank goodness.
You were rooting so hard for it. Only lasted 13
but
days.
But it was great. I mean, yeah, he went out.
13 days.
It was, but he's, you know, still active on social media. And, of course, the back and forth yesterday between, what's his name? Weddle.
Eric Weddle.
And of course, Weddle, yep. Golden Tate. There was a little bit of that, too. I mean, he's not going to stop. It's going to be there.
We can rest easy that we played those farts so many times that we left nothing on the table.
We did. But so, I mean, Tommy Kern had that article yesterday, and that was something that I guess had been a rumor for a while, but he put a little more color onto the painting as far as like who wanted him gone, who didn't want Antonio Brown gone. And in the end, it just seems like almost a little more of an extra push between Tom Brady and ownership. That's
what
I wrote.
I'll take it a step further. I'm not sure the Crafts wanted him here in the first place. And in my perception of it, at least, was that the thing kind of got moved pretty fast through the process that Saturday. You remember, I believe it was a cutdown day?
So you believe...
No, it was the next day. 4 p.m. was the first
day.
So you believe that Kraft, that Belichick did this on his own?
I don't know that he did it unilaterally because I don't think he can do anything unilaterally when it's, I mean, obviously, contractually, you got to draw up the papers, all that different stuff. I think Bill has as much power as any coach in the NFL. I don't think any coach in the NFL just can, like, they don't write the contract.
Yeah, no, but without Kraft's approval. Do you think he did it without Kraft's approval?
I think, no, but I do think that the thing was sort of, my perception is just, based on what I know, is that the thing was moved fast, and I think that sort of the feeling was it had to move fast because weren't the only team that was in on him, and so maybe that the proper amount of research wasn't done, and then the following Tuesday. I don't think that I think the Crafts probably had some misgivings about this happening in the first place based on everything, right? Based on everything that's happened. And that's not, I mean, that's based on what everyone knows.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like all the stuff that's out there. And then the thing comes Tuesday and it's like, what the hell? Well, this thing got moved through the process this fast and now this is landing on your doorstep and you've got to deal with this. I'm not saying that I think the owners were looking for a reason to walk away from him, But I think that he was on very thin ice.
So you think it was a point where the way you're describing it almost sounds like Belichick moved ahead, talked to Rosenhaus, got numbers, and then probably once was all kind of agreed to, went to the Crafts and was like, all right, so, kid, sign off on this. And they're like, you vouch for this guy? And he's like, I vouch for this guy.
And I think there are two very different standards here too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think in the Crafts' mind, and again, this isn't anything specific over the last 2 weeks. This is from 15 years of covering them. I think the Crafts have a standard of what they're willing to put up with and what they're not willing to put up with. And I think the equation is different in Belichick's head. I think Belichick's
head. In that he has none.
No, is talent versus what you're taking on.
Like, he almost doesn't all see the other
crap,
side of
right?
It.
Like,
or so, he believes that he's a godlike figure that can take care of all of this.
Does the talent justify the trouble? I think that that's what it is with Bill. Right? I don't think there's any more. There's no morality about it. It's just, is the talent worth the trouble?
And by the way, I agreed with that signing.
Right.
Like, I mean, the amount of money was a little nutty, but I mean, at that point, you know, we just knew him to be like kind of a nut, you know, the helmet thing. He wasn't a criminal.
No, everyone that had information about him had told us that it would be a miracle if he lasted 2 weeks.
Okay, right.
And I told you, I gave you guys the Haynesworth story, right?
Yeah.
Like, right, like I had somebody fairly influential in the Redskins organization say to me a week or two after the trade, Bill thinks he's going to be able to fix this. Bill's not going to be able to fix this. And I heard the same freaking thing on Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
And I trust people when they say that. You know, this is like, you think you're going to be able to control him. You think you're different. You're not different. This guy's impulsive. This guy's unpredictable. This guy is going to do what he wants when he wants, and you're not going to be able to stop it. And I mean, look, I think the biggest warning sign of all was he was in the most player, and I can't say this enough, and I know a lot of people have heard me say this on the radio over the last
but the Steelers,
weeks.
Like,
it is the most player-friendly environment in the NFL. That goes back to the 70s.
Right.
Right? Like,
where
look
they were
at,
doing blow before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, look at all the characters on that team, and look at how much.
I mean, they were literally doing cocaine the day at a big drug dealer's house before a Super Bowl in Miami.
Bam Morris was like an international drug dealer when I was a teenager. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like,
I do remember that.
Like, he wasn't the only crazy guy on those teams. Like, they had Greg Lloyd and Kevin Green, and those teams were crazy. It's just one of those places where it's like, if they kick you out,
it's a big deal.
Like, pay attention.
So, another thing about this article that I thought was...
Hang on one second. But we did have the writer on from Pittsburgh that had covered the guy and done a radio show with him, Antonio Brown, who was like, have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not going to last. Like, he just was saying the same thing as you, is that...
It's one of the most permissive environments in pro sports.
He's like, it will not work.
Yeah.
Right.
And who else said that to us?
He did. And that's a guy who knew Antonio Brown.
We had another
personally.
Guy, too. Oh, Brinson said that. He said, I give it 2 weeks.
Okay. So the one thing about this article and the one thing about the actions over the past week and a half that I have found, because, you know, he's gone, fine. But how does that affect everything going forward? There was a post that Antonio Brown put on Instagram a couple of days ago. You know, the one where he had the star on the side of his head and he was smiling. And that post was liked by Tom Brady. Now, Tom Brady works for a guy.
Fantastic. Fantastically passive aggressive.
But okay, no, it's true. But
no, it is.
Think about it. He liked an Instagram post by a guy who a couple of days earlier had put a post about how Robert Kraft went and solicited a prostitute, and Brady and Kraft are supposed to be best buds from everything was supposed to believe.
Yeah.
Is this just another thing that is showing that Brady and Kraft, because there was the whole contract situation, the selling of the house, is this once again another brick in the whole wall between all of those guys?
I said this on the midday show on Wednesday. I don't know how people don't get this, like how people don't get why Brady would be frustrated. And I understand where you're saying, oh, well, they win and that's all that matters. A guy like that doesn't shut off, doesn't like check his competitiveness at the door just on team success, right? Like, he's competitive about his own personal performance too. And he has a high standard for himself. And all that different stuff that he does off the field to get himself in a position to play, that's not just so the team can succeed. I mean, that's probably that's most important to him.
Right.
But he wants to be personally really good too. And he's taken less money to do that in the past. I mean, historically, over the last 18 years, he's taken less money to do that. And if you're him and you felt like, well, you know, they just put it on me to figure it out after I took less money over the summer. And now we're in this position where we're okay. Like now this parachute came for us. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. we're falling out of the plane and somebody just tossed us a parachute and here's Antonio Brown and this will fix everything. And now that didn't work. Like, how would you not be how would you not be a little annoyed? Like, if you're Tom Brady, like, how would you not be a little annoyed?
Well, because I would have seen those texts with the woman's children gone,
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But and if you're Brady, you're sitting there and saying, well, I didn't put us in that position where we needed him in the first place. I don't think they need. I didn't think they need him. I thought they'd be just fine.
But you thought they would have made some sort of move.
But I think they're just going. But a big reason why I think they're going to be just fine is because of Brady, right?
Yeah.
If you are Brady, like, how would you not be thinking? They're just putting it on me to figure it out again.
Yep,
it's true.
It's all on me. It's all for 2 decades. It's not a surprise to them.
It's all on me. They let my left tackle go.
That's right. All right, hang on a second. We will continue this conversation. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Thanks for starting.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
What you won't do, do for love.
drive to Sports Hub with Hutcher and Rich. I hit my funny bone, and now I got a lump. But you guys didn't even know it. I was talking to you guys, and I hit my funny bone. I didn't even make a noise.
It's amazing how you play through pain. It really is.
I mean, now I got a lump.
Look at you. It's like nothing happened.
Inspirational.
Yep.
It's like the United States of President of the United States of America.
They just said over under on Fred going home before 9. Let's get Maury on the phone.
I was wondering how I was going to make it through my day and being able to observe the courage going on over there.
I know. That's it. That's it's inspiring.
Yeah. No one got the lump reference? All right. Anyway. All right. So Brady's pissed. And this is a contract year. He could obviously leave, and people poo-poo that, but it's happened in the past. I mean, if you think about Emmitt Smith and you think about the Joe Montana and you think about Ronnie Lott was a very poor Jet.
Mm-hmm.
He was not good.
He was a Raider, too, wasn't he, I believe?
All I know is he was a Jet, and he sucked.
Yeah.
So, which is...
It's like Pete Carroll.
Of course.
Pete Carroll era Jet, maybe?
When he took them all bowling and they were like 4-0 and Sports Illustrated did a big cover story.
He had like a bat, like at Hofstra. Didn't he have like a basketball court, like a half court basketball court?
Oh, yeah. He was like, he was everyone's best friend.
Jerry Rice wound up in Seattle at the end. Remember that?
Ah, that's right.
Oakland and Seattle.
Well, I mean, that kind of opens up another question, too, so Rosenhaus yesterday said, or the day before yesterday, that there are still teams that are interested in Antonio Brown. Is Antonio Brown going to play this season, and who are these teams?
Well, I would tell you that I went to a couple teams that were interested before, or at least dipped their toe in the water.
Yeah.
That said that they no longer had interest.
Seattle's
Redskins?
The Chiefs kicked it around, and I think that's part of the reason. I think that's part of the reason why the Patriots signed him was because, I mean, think about that. Like, that's before the domestic stuff came out, right?
Would he still be playing on the Chiefs if they signed him?
But think about that. Like, I just don't know that they... I mean, I say they couldn't do it because they just went through Tyreek.
Because the Tyreek thing. You can't cut AB if you didn't cut Tyreek.
But in the middle of the Tyreek thing, they traded for Frank Clark from Seattle, who had domestic stuff in his background. I think part of it with them, and I've killed the Chiefs for it, they deserve to be killed for everything that happened with Tyreek and Kareem Hunt, too. That team would be freaking frightening. If you look at, have you seen the rookie they have now?
If you're related to a member of the team, is that what you're saying? Yes.
Well, that and on the field.
Okay.
I mean, Hardman, the rookie they have, Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, and Antonio Brown. I think that's part of the reason why the Patriots did it in the first place was fear that he might go somewhere else. I don't know who's going to, I can't find that team. Maybe that team's out there. I would say that the league sort of fired a warning shot and the stuff that they said after the Patriots released him, which. That's why it surprised me a little bit that the Patriots didn't. This wasn't a little more organized the way. If you go back and you look at the Kareem Hunt thing,
yeah,
I believe it was like a Friday morning, end of November, the TMZ video drops, right? And then it was about 2:00, the league put him on the exempt list. And then about 4:00, the Chiefs cut him.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, like the fact that he'd been put on the exempt list made him radioactive.
Okay.
For the rest of the league, right? And I don't even believe they let him go. They may have let him go through waivers. I'd have to look at that. But I don't think I think he may have cleared waivers. But the league putting him on the exempt list basically made him radioactive. And that's why I thought that might happen here, where maybe the Patriots call the league office and, you know, Kraft calls Goodell, whatever, and says, we're about to cut him. Put him on the exempt list before we cut him.
Mm-hmm.
Or we want to open this up for you guys to do it before we cut him. They didn't do that. But the league at least fired that warning shot. Like, hey, this guy could still go on the exempt list if you bring him in. And at that point, the equation changes for those teams because you're looking at it, if you're one of those teams, you're saying to yourself, all right, well, if we sign him, we've got this huge PR problem. We've got all this ongoing litigation. And then like an hour and a half later, the league could put him on the exempt list.
Yeah.
And now it looks like the league's against us too. Screw that. We're not doing that.
Okay, so that.
Well, hang on a second, Rich, because I was getting to a question there. So you have Brady, and we know that he's upset about them getting rid of Antonio Brown. And the reason I was mentioning these players that have, if you forget, I mean, star players, Hall of Fame players, have played at other places. If Brady is upset at the organization, this has been 20 years of where things have seemed relatively copacetic, but like any relationship after 20 years, you know, there's going to be fighting. Could you picture Brady playing somewhere else?
No. I don't think...
Would they pay him?
I don't think he has the stomach to... I don't think he's got the stomach, like, if he's sitting out there in free agency to go and sign somewhere else. You know, I think Brady's pattern over the years has been to sort of do a little kicking and screaming when the Patriots make it uncomfortable with him, for him, mm-hmm. and then go back. I mean, it's just...
This now is a little unprecedented, though. I mean, it used to be he and Kraft and Belichick are a united front. They were so for 15, 16,
I don't know,
17 years.
Well, we've had,
this
we've
doesn't
had,
sound different to you?
I mean, we've had some bumps. I mean, I'd go back to 2006. He was really upset about the Deion Branch thing. Like, and you remember they let David Givens go earlier in the offseason.
And then he went out and made the AFC Championship right. game with Rishay Caldwell.
In 2010.
Should have gone to the Super Bowl.
In 2010, he was not happy about his contract. Like, and I remember that vividly. That was a big problem in 2010. The Crafts, if you remember, were sort of using the lockout mm-hmm. because the lockout was coming 7-8 months later. Like, oh, well, it's tough for us because there's so much uncertainty going forward. And Brady felt like they were using that as a crutch. Then Brady, you remember, gets in the car accident mm-hmm. the Friday before the season starts. They wind up pushing a deal across the goal line a couple days later. And so we've seen this before mm-hmm. where there has been friction between the team and Brady, and it's almost always worked out. And so I just have a hard time seeing, like, even if he were to get out there in free agency, where he would go and sign somewhere else, especially because I'm not sure that there's, like, a natural landing spot anywhere.
Buffalo.
Buffalo. You think?
You don't like Josh Allen?
No.
What do
you?
They've invested a lot in him, and this is only his second year.
All right, what about the Niners? Right. What about if they get rid of Garoppolo? Because this is the last year that they actually have to pay him, right? Like, they can after this year.
Yeah, they're out of the guaranteed money.
So let's say that, I mean, they're doing pretty well, but I mean, what about the Niners? Is that a place? Because it's obviously his hometown.
It's a fun idea. I don't know.
Pittsburgh.
I mean,
why
that
not?
would be the
you're
ultimate.
You're telling me Ben Roethlisberger's going to be 100% after what he's going through?
You want to talk about a middle finger to the craft.
Yes, Pittsburgh. Why not Pittsburgh?
The only bigger one would be the Jets.
The one that's sort of interesting.
The Jets are the one that got Sammy D.
What about Indy?
The one that's a little interesting to me. The Colts legitimately love Jacoby Brissett. Now, maybe that changes like 13 games from now. Maybe they're looking at this differently.
Yeah.
But they really like Jacoby Brissett. The one that's like just interesting to me is the Titans.
Oh, with Vrabel. He does love Vrabel.
With Vrabel, Mariota looks like crap.
Yeah, he's not
really
good games. Like, does not look good.
You're kidding.
And he's never been good.
And, you know, I've gotten feelers that they could investigate Phillip Rivers after this year. And that makes some sense because Rivers is up too. And Tennessee's not home for him, but is as close to home as there is. And he's got like a zillion kids and he's got family at home and he's going to coach high school football in Alabama when he's done.
Uh-huh.
And so there's been like a little bit of like, well, if the Chargers were ever going to move on, or even if they tag him, would the Titans consider signing him to an offer sheet and giving up a couple first round picks for him? Well, if it works, if Rivers fits and they feel like they're that close where maybe Rivers would be somebody they would look at. I mean, Brady's, what, 4 years older than Rivers? I mean, yeah. You'd be looking at the same sort of situation. So, I mean, that's one hypothetical. But, I mean,
Butler there. Deion Branch, is he still going to be there next year?
It sort of shows
yeah,
you.
Isn't Deion Branch down there, too?
Deion Branch isn't still playing.
Not Deion Branch. Deion Lewis still
yeah.
down there?
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, but I think even like looking at the Titans, you've really got to stretch. And would he really do that? And I just don't think he would. Like, yeah. I just think ultimately, it will come back to let's figure something out.
Yeah.
Like, I think ultimately, like,
LA.
I don't think he likes the idea of.
Goff sucks.
Well, yeah, if Rivers is gone.
No, Rivers is gone. He could go to LA, but also Goff sucks.
What about Gruden?
Well, Chargers.
You hook up with Gruden out in LA.
That's exactly where he wants to go.
I know you think all these guys suck, but a lot of these guys, like, either just were drafted or just. sign contracts.
I still say Pittsburgh
Goff
would be perfect.
Goff just signed a contract.
Oh, he did. All right. Yeah.
Remember, we were debating about whether or not he was worth the money, which he's not.
I said he was a top 10 quarterback.
He's not.
Feeling too good about that
no,
statement
you
this
shouldn't
season.
Be because he's not.
Last season, he was.
Not
last season, he was.
He pulled a big fade at the end of last year.
Yeah. I don't know. He played well in the NFC title game.
He did. He played really well.
Played really
and
well
lousy in the Super Bowl and the two playoff games before that.
Well, no one scored well in the.
He's got an offensive genius, is his. Oh, would I give anything for Brady to play for another team? Oh, would it be fun?
It would be interesting.
It would be great.
Very, well, really, I mean, really and then you finally get to see, well, you know, Brady without Belichick.
Yep.
What
Belichick
is that like?
Bill,
well,
Bill
we've seen a little bit of that. Because
a little
of Matt
bit.
Castle.
A little bit.
Right.
Yeah,
a tiny bit. But that would be interesting to see Brady without Belichick, and
see,
how that would work.
I'm saying Buff. I'm saying you go to Buffalo. Bright lights of Buffalo. You let Josh Allen learn behind the
Steelers thing. Ooh, would he ever do that?
The Steelers idea.
Because that is
it was mine, but I still love the Steelers idea.
We have like a dream listener who can do the Photoshop.
Oh my God, yeah.
Roethlisberger may or may not come back from this surgery, and you want a guy.
Now, Roethlisberger says he's coming back.
We'll
but
see.
I don't think
he's 38 after elbow surgery.
Oh,
come
just,
on!
Just think of what Patriot fans would have to like morally have to deal with.
Oh man,
Brady going to the Steelers
would be the sweetest thing of all time.
No, I bet they would not root for that. I bet they would. They would think he was better than Darnold. Oh yeah,
nah.
Steelers?
Oh no.
That's
oh, yeah.
Tom
hang
Brady,
on.
Dude.
Hang on.
I know
hang
it's Tom
on,
Brady.
That's Tom
if,
Brady.
If
I don't
know,
think
hang on. If after eight games they're 4-4 or they're 3-5, Brady. They dump that Patriots
Do you boo
team?
Brady if he goes to the Steelers? 617-779-3985. Because that is really a good psychological experiment.
They don't know not yet. They don't know yet. The minute the
Yeah, like to what degree will you root for Laundrie?
How about
to what degree?
John and I have discussed this as John being the Patriots fan, the
yes.
guy who grew up here.
Yep.
That these guys would jump ship in 10 seconds.
If the Patriots crapped the bed and had no chance, like 2-6, oh, they flip over to him in a second.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Wait,
man.
And Bert,
if Brady
and
goes
and
there.
This is like Ray Bourque times a million.
Yes, it is. And think about it now. If the Patriots turn and they
that
don't win.
That was a pretty sad moment
listen,
for the
yes,
city. That was.
No. And we all know this in the room, too. If the Patriots turn and they don't win and they're 2-6, that building is going to be a quarter to a half empty.
Yep.
All of a sudden, and everyone will be Pittsburgh fans, and everyone will get Brady Steeler jerseys. Oh, hell yes.
See, I don't know, man.
Oh, God, yes, that happens.
I think there's going to be a very vocal group of people who are going to boo Tom Brady.
Yeah, until
yeah.
the team Steeler. Sucks.
That'll
until
be the minority. That'll be the
especially,
minority of fans.
Especially if he turns this team, it doesn't look very good this year, and next year, all of a sudden, they win like 11, 12 games.
That would be.
Because Brady's there. Oh, dude.
Oh, that would be the.
I just don't.
It'd be like pornography.
I don't know what would happen.
It'd be like
you'd have to train us for
porn.
Months. Bert, your job would be so easy.
It'd be like finding porn in the woods when you were 12 years old.
Yeah.
The Mike Tomlin press conferences.
Oh, my God.
Oh, listen to this guy. I lived in Pittsburgh for 7 years, and believe when I say they hate everything about Tom Brady. Oh, you're going to love him if he's a Steeler.
God, oh, hell yeah.
That,
get
oh,
out of here.
That,
out.
Stop
get
out, that get much out will flip
stop
like
it.
This.
It's like on a dime.
Yeah,
I don't think Brady's a bad guy. I can't stand him. At being a Jet fan, but if he went on the Jets, I would be the number one Brady fan. All right, here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 95.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Tom, so the elephant in the room continues to be Antonio Brown. We saw what happened with the Steelers and then the Raiders, then signed by the Patriots and released on Friday. When he came to your team, it was reported and described in a conversation that you had with Robert Kraft that you were 100% in. Now he's been released. What are your thoughts on him coming and going so quickly?
Well, that was, a private conversation that I wish, had remained private. The things that I've certainly learned that are out of my control.
Well, I know Tom.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom. Stedman knows Tom. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends. So why not have a dinner? So that's what that was.
A dinner. Screw you. What who says, why not have a dinner?
This is
a dinner.
And I have a dinner. Tom knows me. Everyone else just kind of by proxy knows me. They don't really know me. They don't like me.
I'm Jim Gray, and everyone else is super famous.
So you
mentioned the Oprah thing was one of the weirdest. I mean, the fact that he was like wearing headphones.
Yeah, like he was. Yes. It wasn't just he was there. He was like part of the production with the headphones on. Which we've discussed this. It's amazing.
Big stupid grin on his face.
So
by the way, Big Jim Murray does a. Awesome.
He does.
It's fantastic.
Awesome.
He's really good. All right. So you mentioned something before we went to break, which I thought was fantastic because the scenario just as much almost as Antonio Brown coming to the Patriots was just makes my head explode and that, oh my God, can you imagine the reaction? And that was if Brady does leave, because yep. There's indications, real indications, that maybe things aren't going to last here. There's the 1 year contract he can get out of. There's him selling his home. There's him liking an Instagram post by Antonio Brown, who just a couple days earlier had ripped on the owner of the team. It just doesn't seem like something you would do if you were best friends with the owner. And you mentioned like of the teams that he would go to, one of the more interesting ones that's being floated out there is what if he went to the Steelers? And I just can't even imagine how heads would explode.
Well, to be clear, you mentioned it, not me.
No, I think. Oh, is it you?
Give credit. Yeah, come on now.
But can you imagine? And I was like, all right. Well, I bet that Brady would get booed. Like they would kill him if that happened. And you guys said no one will ever boo Brady. And I'm like, oh, you just watch. If he takes that team and if he takes them from a crap season, which they're more likely to have, and brings them to the playoffs, oh my God, he would get booed mercilessly. And every Pittsburgh fan who says that they hate Tom Brady and they wouldn't cheer for him is an absolute liar, because he would be your favorite player if you're a Pittsburgh fan if that ever happened. So I just wanted to see, like psychology wise, whether anyone, like if he became a Steeler, whether anyone would boo this guy or they would, be, oh, it's Tom Brady, we accept him, we love him, as he kicks your ass wearing a Steelers uniform. And so we got a bunch of calls and people who also tweeted us as well.
Now the question is, does Terry Bradshaw give his 12 over to Brady once he gets there?
Oh, you got to do that. You got to retire the number. All right, Jalen Ramsey, what's the deal?
I want to take these calls. These are pretty interesting.
They don't know yet. They're living in a fantasy world. They don't know yet. All right, Bert, we have Bert in studio. We got to talk about football. Bert, what's going on? I mean, they don't know. They don't know. It's been 20 years.
Just follow along.
Yeah, they don't.
You don't like riled up Patriots fans, Fred.
Take them.
Fred hates Patriots fans.
Sergey, go ahead.
Hey, absolutely. Tom Brady, go to the Steelers. Can you imagine this place? I will boo him. Blood will be spurting from my eyes. He's going to get into shotgun. First game against us. Throw a pick six. We're going to steamroll over the Steelers, and they will never win a game again.
See, I told you. If you want
blood to squirting from his eyes.
Wow.
All right. Corey, go ahead.
Hey,
look, you know, there's certain teams to be signed with. If he came out with the Titans, I think he'd probably get a standing ovation, but absolutely no doubt. If he signs with the Steelers, he comes out, we're going to be booing the hell out of him.
No, you won't, because if this Patriots team ends up sucking, which they will...
that makes it even worse. No, you abandoned us and left us with crap.
John knows. I don't take your opinion on this. John knows. He grew up here. As soon as that, we've only been here when they've been wildly successful.
If there's competition between the two franchises, Brady is public enemy number one. But if the Patriots, immediately that ship sinks and they are 4-12 or 6-10, fans, I don't think, would mind nearly as much.
How many times has a star player left a team and immediately, like someone you thought was beloved, and immediately afterwards there were jersey burnings? It happens all
when is the time. Right, so,
but the most comparable one to this, I would say, would be Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was, I mean, like, got a hero's welcome in Indianapolis.
But he was damaged goods when he left, right?
Right. Like, so I guess that was a little different just because, like, he was hurt.
No one knew if he was going to be.
And they were getting Andrew Luck. And so it was
a little different.
Like, I think it was very easy to understand why the Colts moved on. It was like Peyton Manning didn't really have a choice in the matter. Like, it was, all right, like, I got cut, so I got to go find another job.
The only thing that's close is Bork. And when Bork was traded, the Bruins were not going anywhere. They weren't competitive at all. And Bork had 1 year left, 2 years left. They specifically traded him so he could go win a cup, which he hadn't had before.
Just as far as quarterbacks
go. They threw
a
parade for him.
Yes, so, when he came back with it. Yes, that's correct. Bork Boston did.
There aren't very many quarterbacks, right? Because, like, Manning was health-related, and they had Luck coming.
Mm-hmm.
Montana was health-related.
They had Steve Young, a Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. after him.
Favre
maybe went to the Vikings.
Favre is comparable.
Yeah.
When Favre went to the Vikings, people were pissed.
But you had a number one pick in the pipeline who he purposely didn't treat well.
Green Bay people were pissed.
For how long?
And that happens all the time in the NBA.
I mean, it was
different.
It was for 2 years he was in Minnesota. Like, Favre got booed in Green Bay, I believe.
Okay.
Kevin Durant leaving Oklahoma City. Kevin Durant was a superstar, and people were burning his jersey when he left.
That was in his prime, though. He hadn't won a championship.
And he cherry-picked a team to win a championship.
There's no comparable situation for this.
Because he's the greatest of all time. Of course,
John, you know that as soon as this team sucks, everyone's off the bandwagon.
Don't look at me. Look at him. I agree with you.
But he didn't grow up here. His opinion doesn't mean it matters to me.
No, I'm talking about the reaction to Tom Brady playing for probably the number one team that you don't want as a Patriots fan
If the Patriots suck after he leaves. Now, again, with Belichick here, that may not happen.
That makes it even worse. Okay. You abandoned us, and now look what we have.
I think Favre Vikings is the closest one.
Gretzky.
No, because Favre went to a rival.
And when Gretzky left, you're talking about when he left Edmonton? Things were not good here in Edmonton when he left.
Until they won a cup.
No, I understand that. Oilers fans, but there was a major, major problems between Gretzky and team ownership.
Before, when
he got traded.
Well, that would be why Brady left.
No, but this one was public and it was bad. It's a little different that way. And that with ownership is a little...
If Brady goes to the Steelers, I'll drive down to Pittsburgh and throw a dildo on the field.
Yeah. So I got
someone want to put odds on that?
I got a text from Bedard, who was covering the Packers while the whole thing happened.
Yeah.
He said most people booed the crap out of Favre when he went to the Vikings and he was beating the Packers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I remember it was vicious. Like,
they're going to hate it when he leaves. And then the Patriots doesn't play well, it will go back to how it's been for the majority of the history of the franchise.
Did they boo Johnny Damon?
Yes, I do. Yes.
All right.
They did boo Johnny Damon. Not nearly the same thing, but yes, they did boo Johnny Damon.
Well, going to the Steelers is the equivalent of going to the Yankees.
I understand that, but Damon isn't the player that Brady is.
Wade Boggs.
I don't remember. I remember
Boggs was hated after.
Boggs was really hated.
And Boggs was sort of a jerk, wasn't he?
Yeah, Boggs was a prick.
And that's the other
everyone
part of it.
Boggs didn't like Boggs. People hated Boggs.
Wasn't in your team, like, you hated Boggs. It was, like, really easy. Boggs was, like, very easy to turn on.
He was standoffish.
Right?
Yeah, it's true.
Until the Clemens came up.
Clemens was hated when he came back with Toronto.
Ray Allen going to the
hated Roger Clemens.
But the Red Sox fan base had been around for 100 years.
Ray Allen going to the Heat.
All right, here's what...
That was a big one.
Bedard said you could literally do a blog post that said the sun was shining, and there were 500 comments within 30 seconds screaming about Favre.
All right, man. Green Bay has been a team for 100 years. Green Bay has been a team that's so ingrained in that community.
The vast majority of this fan base, Bert, and you will agree with this because you covered the team for a while, the vast majority of this fan base got here 20 or 25 years ago.
I mean, that's the thing, though. It's like it's a whole generation now.
Right.
You know, so I'm probably at the very edge of people. Like, I'm probably, like, my people my age are, like, the last group of people that remembers them being terrible.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Like, because yes. I was 13 when Parcells got here.
Yep.
And once Parcells got here, I mean, considering the Pete Carroll they made era, a Super train Bowl. Wreck was like a little much because I believe he went 10-6, 9-7, 8-8. So they weren't terrible.
Yes, right. They like, went backwards.
Like
yes.
This was like what I saw when I was little was like the Victor Kiam thing. Like the Victor Kiam is the owner. God. You had the Lisa Olsen thing.
Dick McPherson. You had God.
Wasn't there like a cocaine bust with Irving Fryer right after they got blown out?
Yes, no, that's right. And he got in a car crash. Yeah, I remember all that.
I mean, they were like. Just almost like an embarrassment.
Yeah, no. In the early 90s, it was Zeke Mowat and Lisa Olsen. Oh, this team was awful.
Just Rod Rust.
Will McDonough got into a fight with Raymond Claiborne.
Yeah, knocked him out. That's right.
But just name the amount of times that a star player has left the team and like gone to like what they thought was greener pastures, come back and been applauded. A team that wasn't a disaster. I'm talking a successful team that they left in the dust.
Paul Goldschmidt just got a standing ovation in Arizona. He just got one like 2 days ago.
Well, Paul Goldschmidt is not somebody the size and effectiveness of Tom Brady. Like, if Tom Brady leaves, the team is in shambles.
Paul Goldschmidt is one of the top 10 players in Major League Baseball.
Still not the same.
It's not the same. Albert Pujols got standing ovations in St. Louis.
Did LeBron get killed when he went to Miami when he came back to Cleveland? Did LeBron get killed when he left Cleveland and went to Miami when he went back?
When
he got murdered. That is the best comparison.
You are not understanding the argument.
Leaving Cleveland and playing for Miami.
You are not understanding the argument. The argument is as soon as this team sucks, everyone's jumping off.
Yes.
But that's not the argument. The argument was
Brady
then you're discussing something completely different than I am.
I am not. When Brady leaves and this team sucks, people are going to jump off this team's bandwagon quicker than you can.
That was the argument, and my question which I agree with, okay. And you're arguing an entirely different
thing. That's exactly right. I've been saying, are they going to boo Brady? All the calls were, are they going to boo Brady?
He chose to give up on your argument, and now he has formed a new one.
Yes, no, I didn't. No.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have.
You're arguing something completely different.
The entire time was, will you boo Tom Brady if he's a Steeler? That's literally been the phone call that I submitted for. The one thing I brought up, I don't know where you guys are coming from.
I don't know. It's weird that the three of us are all on the same page, and you are here as a rogue. But
Before we lose the NFL expert, can we just discuss the labor thing for like 2 minutes?
Go ahead. We have 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. Very quickly, the latest article in The Athletic today states that the owners want a 17-game schedule, right? And then Never mind.
I can stay for a little bit longer if you guys want.
I would appreciate it because I'd really like to
do
it.
We can do that.
Rich is a sore loser is what this is.
Is that our old pal, AB?
That's Rich's way of saying, hey, I find all of this boring. That's all right, though.
Dude, we were talking about something awesome, and then we went to late labor talks.
He's leaving in 5 minutes. I wanted to see what you did.
I can stay for an extra segment.
We got to go to Dave Richard. But listen,
you can stay at 8:20 if you want to.
Oh, we got something coming up at 8:20 that's going to blow your socks.
Bert, it's really good
somebody
to see
say
you.
Blow?
It's really good to see you, Bert. Have a good day.
See, Rich can win me over with these farts.
I understand.
Listen, farts win everybody over.
All right. Anyway, so Brady's not going to leave. So
no.
Which is a lot of fun. It's Antonio Fart Friday.
But Bert doesn't believe anything we just said. But that's all right.
I think that Bert believes it.
Oprah knows Tom. Stephen knows Tom.
Perfect.
Oprah knows my wife.
Yeah.
We're all friends.
Friends.
You want to have a dinner.
You won, so you won me over.
And that, my friend, sir, is how you win a Marconi.
Got a lot of mileage out of those farts.
Yeah, the road ain't, done yet.
Two weeks and counting.
All right, Bert Breer, thank you for your time.
Awesome.
No problem.
To see
you. We'll get some labor talk in next week.
Okay, that's fine.
We can get some labor talk in next week. When we come back, fantasy football guru Dave Richard will join us. And then coming up at 8:20, hold on to your hats.
Don't say the name of the bit.
I'm not going to say the name. I'm not going to say the name of the bit. But hold on to your hats because it's going to be a barn burner. It's going to be sweet. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
Sports Side.
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Tusher and Rich. Dave Richard is the senior fantasy writer for CBSSports.com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. No. Just having a conversation with someone in the other room.
What's going on?
I was just having a conversation with Dan. He was talking in my ear, and I was just responding via the microphone.
I see.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.